In the past few sermons, we have been learning about imitating the mind of Christ in Philippians chapter 2.
咁喺過去幾篇嘅信息咧，我哋都一路喺度學習緊點樣去仿效耶穌基督，有佢嘅心思意念。咁咧就係一齊去睇個腓立比書嘅第二章。
And last time we have seen how Apostle Paul encouraged the Philippian church to put into practice the mind of Christ.
咁而喺上一次嘅信息咧，我哋就睇到使徒保罗咧，去鼓励腓立比教会，去真系要喺日常生活里面都时常嘅去操练有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
Starting from having the correct attitude of obedience and the fear of God to work out their salvation.
咁首先咧，就系要从有对敬畏神啦，去顺服神咧，有一个好正确嘅态度，以致咧我哋可以去做成得救嘅功夫。
And practically in daily life, just like the song we sang, Christians are to refrain from murmuring, to speak evil from our lips.
咁咧喺好實際日常生活嘅層面咧，基督徒啊，我哋係要去禁止自己嘅嘴唇去講出一啲惡言，一啲嘅特別係抱怨啊、埋怨嘅説話。
But to hold fast the word of God, to live as blameless children of God in this perverse generation.
而係咧喺日常生活都要去緊緊捉住神嘅話語啦，然後喺呢個彎曲撥謬嘅世代裏面咧，做神無瑕疵嘅兒女。
And today we press on to study the remainder of chapter 2.
咁今日我哋会继续睇第二章余下嘅部分。
And from verse 17 to verse 30, in these 13 verses, you can see three examples.
咁喺第17节啦，至到30节咧，喺总共13节里面，我哋就会见到一啲，sorry，我哋就会见到三个咧好美丽嘅例子。
So in God's wisdom, we see three beautiful examples of faithful Christians who were imitating Christ.
咁我哋就会见到咧，有三个都系好美丽，愿意去仿效基督嘅一啲生命榜样。
Who were having the same mind as Christ.
佢哋咧都系分享咗耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
And through these three examples, we will be able to observe what the mind of Christ in action is like in a disciple's life.
咁透过呢三个榜样咧，我哋就能够去观察当一个耶稣嘅门徒跟随基督嘅人咧，佢真系有耶稣基督心思意念嘅时候，系一个点样嘅状态。
And today we'll focus on the first of the three examples, which is the testimony of Apostle Paul.
咁我哋今日首先咧就会系集中去睇第一个例子，就系使徒保罗嘅生命见证。
As he continued to encourage the Philippian brothers and sisters.
佢咧就系用佢自己生命榜样去鼓励腓立比嘅教会嘅弟兄姊妹。
So let us take a look at today's main text in Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 to verse 18.
咁我哋可以一齐去睇今日嘅经文啦，就系腓立比书2:17-18。
So verse 17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me.
即使把我丢垫在你们信心的祭物和供奉上，我也喜乐，并且和你们大家一同喜乐。照样你们也要喜乐，并且要和我一同喜乐。
So our key passage today is only two verses, but they are packed with importance and meaning.
咁虽然今日咧，我哋嘅主题经文只系得2节，但入面咧就蕴藏咗好深嘅意思。
So here we can observe Paul is using a picture language of the temple sacrifice to remind and encourage the Philippian brothers and sisters.
咁呢度我哋观察到咧，保罗梗系用紧一个圣殿里面献祭嘅图画嚟提醒同埋鼓励腓立比嘅弟兄姊妹。
So Paul compared himself as a drink offering that is poured out alongside the sacrifice and service of faith of the Philippian church.
咁保罗咧，佢就将自己比喻到好似一个丢垫喺腓立比教会佢哋信心嘅祭物同埋供奉以上嘅呢个祭。
In English translated as drink offering, so it's liquid.
咁因为佢系特别系形容到系一个丢垫啦，即系所以系一个液体嘅呢个祭物啦。
So the first question we may ask is, what is a drink offering?
咁所以我哋就会第一个问题就系问啦，呢一个献祭咁得意嘅咧，系一个好似饮品，即系一直液啦，即系一个系液体嘅呢一个咁嘅献祭系咩嚟噶？
So let me share with you briefly regarding the drink offerings that God instructed the Israelites to offer in the Old Testament time.
咁我都会同大家首先简单去讲下啦，即系喺旧约时代咧，即系神系点样去命令以色列人啊，佢哋去献呢啲嘅祭物。
So a drink offering sacrificed to God in the Old Testament time was wine that was poured out at the foot of the altar.
咁其实啊，呢啲要浇奠喺个祭坛上嘅咧，就系喺旧约时代系呢啲酒啦，咁就会喺嗰个祭坛嘅底部咧，咁样去被浇奠出嚟。
And is to accompany other sacrifices, such as burnt offering or grain offering sacrificed to God.
咁系咧，爱嚟咧伴随住咧其他嘅祭物嘅，例如燔祭啦，同埋呢个嘅系啦，即系啲专系献上啲五谷类嘅献祭。
So Paul was saying to the Philippian brothers and sisters that he was ready to be poured out as a drink offering together with them.
咁保罗咧就系讲紧咧，腓立比嘅弟兄姊妹啊，其实佢话俾佢哋听，佢系好愿意被倾流出嚟，就好似呢啲被浇奠嘅酒嘅祭物一样。
As Philippian Church offer itself in faith as a sacrifice to God.
就系当腓立比教会首先将自己喺信心里面咧作一个祭物献俾神嘅时候，保罗好愿意都同佢哋一齐咁样去被献上。
And in verse 18, he said this would be his joy to do so.
而喺18节咧，佢仲特登讲到咧，佢会因为呢样嘢咧而喜乐。
And he also invited the Philippian brothers and sisters to also rejoice together with him in this way.
咁而佢亦都邀请咧腓立比教会嘅弟兄姊妹咧，同佢一齐咁样嘅喜乐。
So these are wonderful words and example of Apostle Paul's faith towards God and towards Christ.
咁呢一啲咧都系保罗一个信心啦，对神嘅信心嘅一个好美好嘅一啲嘅说话同埋榜样。
So, in the remainder of today's sermon, I would like to share with you four spiritual lessons we can draw from Paul's example here.
咁喺一陣間嘅時間咧，我哋就會一齊去睇四個我哋從保羅嘅榜樣中可以學到嘅屬靈功課。
As Apostle Paul was imitating Christ to be of the same mind as him.
就係當保羅咧，佢去仿效基督，又去心思意念嘅時候咧，咁我哋就可以從中可以學到呢啲嘅方面。
So, the first point we notice from Paul's example is that the picture of being poured out as drink offering is very similar to what he described earlier as Christ, in Christ's thinking.
咁其实第一点咧，我哋留意到咧，就系保罗佢被倾流出嚟、浇奠出嚟，好似即系呢个祭物咁样嘅时候咧，就呢幅图画同我哋之前学过关于耶稣基督佢嘅心思意念咧，系好相关、好相似。
So, if you take a look at verse 7,
咁如果你睇翻第7节咧。
So, as Paul described, the mind of Christ is he emptied himself
咁咧，有耶稣基督嘅心思意念咧，就系要去倒空自己。
to be a slave of God in giving himself as a sacrifice on the cross for the salvation of mankind.
佢倒空到一个咩程度咧？就系佢系成为神嘅奴仆，将自己献上作为祭物，喺十字架上咧，为到全人类嘅救恩而死而牺牲。
So, do you notice this pouring out of oneself, of emptying oneself, is also what Paul is willing to do for God and for the Philippian church?
我唔知大家知唔知道咧？呢一种咁样完全倾流倒出自己啊，系保罗咧都愿意为到神啦，为到腓立比教会去做嘅一件事。
So, here we can observe the similarity of what the mind of Christ is like and what Paul desired to do.
咁所以呢度我哋就可以睇到咧，系基督耶稣基督嘅心思意念啦，同埋阿保罗佢真系好渴望去做嘅之间系好相似嘅。
So we can observe Paul's diligence as Jesus' disciples in meditating and practicing the mind of Christ.
咁我哋就见到咧，使徒保罗咧，佢系非常之认真、好勤力去，因为佢作为耶稣嘅一个门徒咧，佢系经常去默想同埋真系实践去应用有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
So this is the first point we can learn from Paul's example, is his diligence as a disciple of Christ to constantly meditate and practice the mind of Christ and the teaching of Christ.
咁所以第一点，我哋可以从保罗嘅见证学到咧，就系作为耶稣嘅门徒。佢系经常默想，经常去实行佢所学嘅，从基督学嘅教导啦，同埋有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
Because he was meditating on what the mind of Christ is like, so when he speaks, he also speaks very naturally. Yeah, this kind of analogy to the Philippian church in verse 17 and verse 18.
就因为咧，保罗经常都系咁样去默想啊，昼夜思想，同埋去真系去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念。所以当佢讲嘢嘅时候咧，自然而然嘅就流露出同样嘅一个心智，就系我哋头先喺17、18节见到嘅。
How about you and I?
咁但系你同我咧又点咧？
Is our Christian life also like Paul's?
我哋嘅基督徒生命系咪好似保罗嘅生命一样咧？
That we are also diligent disciples of Christ, that we meditate on the mind of Christ and to put in action the teaching of Jesus.
我哋又有冇咁勤奋嘅啊？好经常去默想啊，谂下耶稣基督佢嘅心思意念系点嘅咧？然后咧，亦都真系落实嘅去行出耶稣嘅教导。
So in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, Yahweh God said to the disciples,
咁喺马太福音17章5节咧，喺度耶和神咧就同门徒讲啦。
So this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
So it's the will of God for us to imitate and listen to Jesus the Messiah.
所以其实神嘅旨意咧，就系要我哋去模仿啦，亦都要去聆听听从耶稣，因为佢就系嗰位尼赛亚。
So we too may be transformed to become pleasing children of God as we take up our cross to follow after Christ daily.
而当我哋愿意每日背起我哋十字架嘅时候咧，我哋慢慢亦都会被改变成为讨神喜悦嘅孩子。
So, my dear brothers and sisters,
所以，亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹。
so as of today, is Christ's example and his mind also clear in your spiritual vision?
喺今日，如果我问你，究竟耶稣基督佢生命嘅榜样，佢嘅心思意念咧，系咪一样系非常之清晰，成为你一个属灵嘅意象咧？
So, just like Hebrew chapter 12 says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
就好似希伯来书12章嗰度话，专一注视耶稣，就是我们信心的创始者和完成者。
So it's only when we meditate on Jesus' example and put it into daily practice, like Apostle Paul did.
唯有咧，当我哋好似使徒保罗一样，日日都去默想啦，去实行啦，耶稣嘅生命榜样嘅时候，
So Heavenly Father Yahweh would be pleased to continuously transform our lives to help us to be more and more like Christ.
咁我哋嘅天父咧就好乐意，亦都去改变我哋生命，帮助我哋越嚟越变得似耶稣基督。
So let me share with you an example.
咁我同大家分享一个例子。
So, do you know who this is?
唔知大家认唔认得呢个咩公仔咧？
Maybe it's your favorite, character?
唔知会唔会当中有啲人系我其中最中意嘅？
So recently, I saw a clip of a father teaching his little daughter how to draw Hello Kitty.
咁最近咧，我就无意中见到咧有一个爸爸就喺度教佢好细嘅女咧，点样去画呢个 Hello Kitty 嘅公仔。
Of course, it's also showing the viewer how to draw it.
咁其实都系要俾嗰啲睇 YouTube 嗰啲人去学啦，点样可以画到呢个公
So
仔？
during the process, the dad explained to the daughter how to draw it, how to make the lines. And how to, use your pen. And so the little girl seemed to be able to follow and to understand what his dad is teaching her.
咁喺个过程咧，爸爸就即系从譬如点样用嗰支笔啊，首先要画乜嘢线条啊，咩形状，一步一步咁样去带佢个女去画。咁而呢个小女孩咧，又都似乎听得懂佢爸爸所讲嘅。
But as she tried to draw, you can see the neck, Ben, you notice. She drew a sort of like a square for the left part of her face.
但系当呢个女孩子真系落笔去画嘅时候，你就睇到个图画啦。嗱，明明个面系圆噶嘛，呢、这个女孩子画到咧就好似四方形咁样噶喎，下低。
So the girl was a bit disappointed and upset, but the dad encouraged her to go on to press on and giving her more guidance and encouragement to draw the rest of the face.
咁其实嚟到呢一刻咧，个小女孩已经有少少懵疹，有啲好失望啦，即系觉得都唔似嘅咁样咁丑怪喎。咁但系咧个爸爸就继续好耐心嘅去鼓励佢啦，不如都尝试继续画埋另外一边先啦，去完成佢。
So as you can see, when she tried again, then you notice the right side is much more rounder, isn't it?
咁但系当小女孩真系愿意跟住尝试嘅时候，你就见到另外一边右边嗰边咧个面就真系圆好多喎。
The father continued to teach her to draw and to color. So that's the dad's work, the daughter's work.
咁咧，跟住个爸爸再教佢点样上色啦，咁然后你就可以睇到啦。嗱，另外嗰边咧就系爸爸嘅完成品，然后呢边就系个女嘅作品啦。
So the dad's work is quite perfect, isn't it? It's like printing out.
啊，咁我一睇到个爸爸画得真系都几完美嘅，好似印出嚟咁靓，系咪？
The daughter, and she understood how the instructions, and she put her heart to it. But at that point, she tried. You can see also she also improved in during the process.
咁呢个小女孩当佢愿意去听佢爸爸嘅呢啲指引啊，去学模仿嘅时候去试咧，咁其实你都见到过程中佢都已经有啲进步啦。
So in the same way, this is also when we imitate Christ and try to learn of his mind and to think like him.
咁所以其实咧，呢个都系俾我哋一个即系好似借镜啦。同样，我哋要去仿效基督啊，要多啲嘅去模仿，即系效法基督嘅心思意念嘅时候咧，都系个过程嚟嘅。
Yeah, we may be like the little girl imitating in a not so perfect way at the start.
咁可能我哋都会好似呢个小女孩咁，一开始咧觉得哎呀，好似好差好远啊，都唔够完美咁样。
Even though our hearts are committed to follow Christ and his teaching,
虽然我哋嘅心咧系真系好愿意、好认真委身想去跟随耶稣嘅，
but your old mentality and yeah, it could come out to hinder us at times.
但系咧耐唔时可能我哋旧嘅心思意念或者心态都会跳出嚟去阻拦我哋。
Whenever the Spirit of God reminded you, then turn back to the right track.
但系咧，每当神嘅灵啊喺你心里面提醒你嘅时候，啊你就转翻行翻喺啱嘅道路上面。
But Heavenly Father, who sees our hearts, will be pleased to interact with us and to continue to transform us. We may learn to function and think like Christ.
咁我哋嘅天父咧，佢系睇我哋嘅内心嘅，咁佢亦都会好乐意嘅，同我哋不断有互动啦，然后会继续去改变我哋啦，直到我哋真系学识点样去，去思想上同埋行为上运作上都越嚟越似耶稣基督。
But first, we must learn from Paul to be diligent disciples of Christ.
但系咧，大前提就系我哋首先要学习保罗，系真系好勤奋、好认真嘅做一个耶稣基督嘅门徒。
And our spiritual vision must be clear to imitate him.
而我哋呢个属灵嘅意象咧，一定要系好清晰，就系要去仿效耶稣基督。
And it's through taking up our cross to follow Christ every day by day, that Heavenly Father can interact with us and work in our hearts to continue to transform us.
咁咧，亦都系透过每一日啊，我哋不断嘅去咁样默想仿效嘅时候咧，我哋就同埋要去背起十字架，跟随耶稣咧，咁我哋先可以去达到呢个目标。
So this is the first point we can learn from Paul's example, his diligence as a disciple in meditating and putting into practice the mind of Christ.
咁所以呢个就系我哋第一点啦，从使徒保罗学到嘅，就系佢咧作为一个耶稣基督嘅门徒，系非常之勤奋去默想同埋去实行，去不断操练有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
I pray that as a church, our spiritual vision of Christ can also be very clear, like Paul's.
咁我真系都去恳切祈求啦，作为教会，我哋能够同样有一个非常清晰嘅对耶稣基督呢个属灵嘅意象，就系好似保罗一样咁样。
So, coming to the second point, let's come back to the verse. So, Paul said to the Philippian church, "As you offer yourself as a sacrifice to God by faith, It will be my joy to be poured out together as a drink offering with you for God."
咁嚟到第二点啦，头先保罗咧就同腓立比教会讲，当你哋咁样愿意去藉住信心献上你哋俾神作为一个祭物嘅时候咧，我都系非常喜乐咧，愿意好似嗰个枭奠喺嗰个祭坛一样嘅祭物，同你哋一齐咁样被献上。
So Paul's words reminds us of our duty and the high calling as a church and as Christians to be living sacrifice for God.
咁其实保罗嘅说话咧，系喺度提醒紧我哋。作为教会啦，作为基督徒咧，系有一个非常之崇高嘅呼召，同埋我哋一个嘅义务，就系要去作为一个活祭咁献俾神。
So in Romans chapter 12, verse 1,
咁喺罗马书12:1咁话，
then we saw Paul urges the Christians to offer their bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
保罗咧就去劝勉呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹，要将佢哋嘅身体献上，当作一个活祭。
Which is the spiritual service that we, as the body of Christ, ought to offer to God.
呢个祭物系圣洁嘅，而且咧系神所喜悦嘅，我哋亦都系应该理所当然咁样去献上呢个祭物俾神。
So Christians have the duty to present ourselves together as a living sacrifice to God.
所以作为基督徒咧， 系我哋嘅责任，我哋嘅义务啊，一齐咁样去作为主嘅身体献上。
And the purpose is also like Christ's purpose, as he offered himself on the cross, is for the purpose of God and also for the salvation of others.
咁就好似耶稣基督一样啦，当佢喺十字架上牺牲嘅时候咧，佢既系为咗神，但亦都系为到全人类嘅救恩咁样牺牲。
This is also our aim as we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
咁所以，当我哋要作为一个活祭，要去献上嘅时候咧，呢、这个都要成为我哋嘅目标。
So what's more, Christians are also receive the high calling to be priests in the kingdom of God.
咁唔单止系咁，基督徒咧仲领受咗一个好崇高嘅呼召咧，就喺神嘅国度里面咧要做祭司。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, may I ask Pastor Grace to read for us?
咁喺彼得前书2:9-10嗰度话。然而，你们是蒙拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国民，是属神的子民，为要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前不是子民，现在却是神的子民；从前未蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
So Apostle Peter said to the Christians that we have received mercy from God to become priests for the kingdom.
咁使徒保罗咧就同基督徒，使徒彼得咧就特别去同基督徒讲啦，你哋已经从神嗰度咧蒙怜悯啦，去成为咗呢个神国度被拣选嘅族类，一个君尊嘅祭司。
And we are to proclaim the excellencies of God Yahweh, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
咁我哋咧系要被召咧，要去宣扬。呢、这个召我哋出黑暗入奇妙光明嘅耶和神嘅美德。
So, such is the high calling and honor that each Christian has received through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to become priests of God.
所以咧，其实每一个基督徒咧，我哋系领受咗一个咁高嘅荣誉，呢、这个呼召就系藉住主耶稣我哋救主，我哋成为神君尊嘅祭司。
So, Christians are both the priest of God and a living sacrifice in service to God.
所以咧，基督徒原来咧，既系神嘅祭司，亦都系嗰个被献出嚟嘅活祭，
To bring God's salvation to others who are still lost in sin.
就系为咗要带嚟咧神嘅救恩，可以临到其他仍然喺迷失喺罪里面嘅人嗰度。
And this is Christ's mind and his example that he has shown us to follow. So we can read together Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2.
咁呢个正正咧就耶稣基督佢嘅心思意念佢嘅榜样啦，我哋可以睇下以弗所书嘅5:2。
So those who can read English can follow me, and those can read Chinese can follow Pastor Grace.
咁读英文嘅可以跟 Pastor Albert 读，然后中文可以跟我读。
So English, 1, 2, 3, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
要凭着爱心行事。好像基督爱我们，为我们舍己，当作馨香的贡品和祭物献给神。
So Christ Jesus our Lord walked in love and functioning as high priest to offer himself as a fragrant sacrifice to God for the sake of our salvation.
咁我哋嘅主耶稣基督咧，佢系喺爱中行事，佢系愿意咧，作为呢个祭司啦，然后将自己咧去作为嗰个馨香嘅祭物献俾神，为咗就要带嚟我哋嘅救恩。
So such is Christ's love for you and for me.
呢一个咧就系耶稣基督对你同埋对我嘅爱。
And we are also commanded by Heavenly Father to imitate and to follow.
咁而我哋咧亦都从天父嗰度领受咗呢个诫命，就系要去仿效耶稣基督，要去跟从耶稣基督。
So, this is the second point we can draw from Paul's example that he reminded the Christians that we are to function as priests of God to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
咁所以第二点，我哋能够从保罗生命嘅榜样去睇到咧，就系基督徒啊，我哋系要作为神嘅祭司，将自己作为一个活祭咁献上。
And we do this for God's purposes and for the benefit and salvation of others.
而我哋之所以咁样做咧，系为到神嘅目的，我哋要去将救恩、将益处带俾其他人。
And in the Old Testament time, priests are to keep themselves holy to God in order to serve and to offer sacrifice.
咁喺旧约嘅时候咧，凡系做祭司咧，一定要保持自己系圣洁，咁先能够咧可以配得入去献呢啲祭物嘅。
And for the sacrifices, those must also be without blemish.
咁而且旧约入面所有嘅祭物咧，系唔可以有任何瑕疵嘅。
And this is also true as we serve as priests of God and to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
咁嚟到我哋要作为神嘅祭司，要去将自己献上作为活祭咧，其实呢一啲关于唔可以有瑕疵嘅，都系仍然系成立嘅。
And thanks be to God that we are cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁我哋真系要感谢神啊，因为咧系藉住耶稣基督嘅宝血去洁净我哋，
Now, through baptism, we are cleansed and freed from the bondage of sin.
亦都透过洗礼啦，我哋去被主嘅宝血洁净，然后咧从罪嘅捆绑里面被释放。
And in Christ, in this new life God has given us, yeah, He has given us grace to live a victorious Christian life.
而喺基督里面咧，神咧就俾我哋佢嘅恩典，去改变我哋，带领我哋过一个得胜嘅基督徒生命。
So, to function as priests and to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice is also a call to live a holy and victorious Christian life.
所以咧，当我哋讲到我哋要作为祭司啦，要去献上自己作为活祭咧，亦都代表我哋系需要去作为过一个圣洁同埋得胜嘅生命。
So, this is how we may serve God and give ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice for others.
系咁样，我哋先有可能咧，将自己献上咧，作为一个圣洁同埋活嘅祭物咁去送，献俾神同埋献俾其他人。
And this is also the reason earlier in the chapter, in verse 15 of chapter 2, Paul urged the brothers and sisters to live as blameless and innocent children of God in this perverse generation.
呢个咧亦都系点解保罗咧喺2章15节特别去即系劝勉弟兄姊妹，要喺呢个弯曲悖谬嘅世代里面咧，要做神无瑕疵嘅儿女。
Another important reminder related to temple sacrifice. As I study the and meditate on the Old Testament sacrifice, is
咁咧，另一个好重要嘅提醒啦，就系当我去默想喺旧约里面嘅唔同嘅献祭嘅时候咧。
the drink offerings were offered daily together with the burnt offering and grain offering.
咁其实每一日咧，呢啲嘅烧电嘅祭物咧，系同素祭啦，同埋呢啲嘅电祭都一齐嘅献上嘅。
So, in Exodus chapter 29, verse 38 to 41.
咁喺出埃及记29章嘅38至41节咁讲。
So, you see a burnt offering and drink offering and the grain offering mentioned here. So, may I ask Pastor Grace to read for us in Chinese?
咁我会用中文为大家读出。出埃及记嘅29章38至41节，你每天所要献在坛上的，就是两只一岁的羊羔，早晨要献这一只，黄昏的时候要献那一只，和这一只羊羔同献的，要用细面衣法十分之一捣成的油，因四分之一调和，又用酒一因四分之一作为奠祭。那一只羊羔要在黄昏的时候献上，照着早晨的素祭和奠祭的礼办理，作为献给耶和华馨香的火祭。
So here we see the priests were instructed to offer daily sacrifice to Yahweh God.
嗱，呢度我哋就见到咧，作为祭司咧，系被耶和华神指示每一日咧要去献呢啲嘅祭物嘅。
So once in the morning and once in the evening.
咁一次咧就喺早晨啦，一次就喺夜晚黄昏嘅时候。
So a lamb together with a grain offering and a drink offering were offered in the morning and also in the evening.
咁咧，无论系早晨啦，定系黄昏嘅时候，你会见到系有一只羊羔嘅祭物啦，亦都有呢个嘅素祭啦，同埋呢个奠祭系要一时同时嘅献上嘅。
And this will go on day by day.
呢一个咧系日复日咁样去执行嘅。
So it's interesting, Paul used this picture of drink offering that was part of the daily sacrifice to God at the tabernacle and also later on in the temple.
咁所以其实咧好特别啦，都好有趣，就系保罗咧会用呢个图画，关于呢个烧电嘅祭，就系作为，因为系其实就系圣殿里面或者神嘅会幕里面日日都有嘅固定嘅一个祭物嚟嘅。
So Christians are not just to be priests of God on Sundays.
咁即系对我哋嚟讲，作为基督徒咧，我哋唔系就系星期日先系神嘅祭司。
But on other days, we take leave of God, of being a priest.
咁我哋平日咧就请假啦，放下假先，唔系祭司啦。
Or we take leave as being a living sacrifice.
或者我哋放下自己假啦，唔做呢个活祭啦。
No, this is not the case. In Paul's mind, Disciples of Jesus are priests for Yahweh God day by day to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to Him, much like what we read in Exodus chapter 29.
所以咧，唔系咁样嘅喎。喺保罗嘅心目中啊，作为耶稣嘅门徒咧，就系耶和神嘅祭司，系每一日都系咁样忠心嘅献上自己作为活祭嘅，就好似我哋头先喺呢个出埃及记29章睇到嘅。
So in the morning and also in the evening,
所以无论喺早晨或者喺黄昏，
there were priests offering sacrifices along with the drink offering to God.
咁你就見到有呢啲祭司咧，喺舊約嘅時候，佢哋就係去獻上呢啲唔同嘅祭物，亦都包括頭先講嗰個燒奠嘅祭。
So I hope this picture of daily sacrifice in the morning and in the evening, can also be our reminder and pointer on how we are to function in the New Testament time as priests of God and as living sacrifice for God.
咁都希望藉住同大家分享啦，旧约里面呢啲每一日要献嘅祭物嘅图画啦，系早晨、黄昏都固定去献嘅时候咧，系帮助我哋成为一个提醒啦，亦都一个指标俾我哋知道咧，嚟到新约嘅时代，我哋作为神嘅祭司系点样，亦都去忠心献祭，同埋要作为一个活祭嘅系每一日嘅日常生活都系咁样。
For example, in the morning, through prayer and quieting down ourselves before God, we offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice for His service and for His good purposes.
嗱，好比我哋喺早晨嘅时候，我哋可以藉住祷告啦，藉住安静喺神嘅面前，我哋真系将自己献上俾神，作为一个活祭，去喺神面前俾佢去使用，系去服侍佢，去完成佢美好嘅旨意。
Asking Heavenly Father to guide us through His Spirit and His Word, so we may know where He's leading us to serve, to give ourselves to others.
咁我哋可以祈求天父咧，去引领我哋，藉住佢嘅圣灵、佢嘅话语指引我哋咧，知道啊，应该去边度去服侍啲咩人。
So in our daily lives, we do have our duty and responsibilities.
但喺我哋日常生活里面咧，我哋一定系有唔同嘅责任啊。
Some of you are students, so you need to attend classes.
咁当中有学生啦，你哋都要翻学啦，要上堂。
So many of you are working, so you need to do your profession during the day.
咁有好多亦都系工作嘅，上班你都有你工作嘅职责。
And many of you are also parents, so you have the responsibilities of looking after your family and children.
咁而且我哋当中亦都有好多系父母，我哋有责任要去照顾我哋屋企人，我哋嘅仔女。
But in all these roles and duties, are we aware of our high calling as Christians?
但系咧喺我哋众多呢啲唔同嘅责任、唔同嘅身份、唔同嘅任务里面，我哋有冇常常都好警醒为意？我哋作为基督徒系一个好崇高嘅呼召咧。
That you and I are to function as servants of God.
你同我系要真系去作为神嘅仆人咁样去生活。
After the mind of Christ, and more specifically today, we see to be a servant in a sense to be priests of God to offer ourselves as living sacrifice day by day.
咁我哋作为神嘅仆人，去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念，但系更加具体嘅系，我哋今日学到咧，就系作为神嘅祭司，每一日将自己嘅生命献上，作为一个活祭，系为咗神嘅旨意。
But realistically, how do we function as priests of God to give of ourselves as a living sacrifice for the benefit and salvation of others in our daily life?
咁但系好实际嚟讲啦，我哋点样可以真系作为神嘅祭司，将自己献出嚟一个活祭，去为到带救恩同埋益处俾其他人呢？
You still need to attend your class.
咁作为学生，你都仍然要去上堂噶。
You still need to go to work.
我哋其他翻工嘅都要翻工噶。
Otherwise, you may be kicked out of school or lose your job.
咁啊，唔上堂喎，咁你就俾人哋踢出校啦。或者如果你都唔翻工，咁你就可能份工都冇埋，俾人炒啦。
So how?
咁我哋应该点做咧？
So this actually tie in with the third point of today's sermon.
咁呢个就嚟到我哋第三点啦。
We must learn to be sensitive to the leading of God, to let Him lead us and guide us to where He wants us to serve.
咁我哋一定要学习敏感神嘅带领，让神咧引领我哋，知道咧我哋应该去咩地方啊？喺边一个位置，咩角色去服侍
？But we are not the ones who act in our own will to let God know where we want to serve and when we are convenient to serve.
我哋咧就唔系自己去话事啊，我觉得我要几时去边一度，然后点样去服侍，或者系方便我嘅时候，我就可以去服侍啦。
So let us take a look at Paul's example in Philippians chapter 2, verse 17.
咁我哋都可以睇下啊保罗嘅例子啦，喺腓立比书嘅2章17节。
Notice he says, even if I am being poured out.
嗱，留意到啦，即系保罗话，就算我真系要倾流出嚟，
So
倒
that
空出嚟。
So the tense of the verb being poured out is in the passive.
咁你要留意呢个文化上咧，即系系其实呢个要被倾流嗰度咧，系被动时态嚟嘅。
So this means Paul said if God is willing, he is joyful to be poured out by God together with the sacrificial offering of the Philippian church.
咁佢喺度讲紧咧，即系如果神愿意嘅话，佢系好乐意系被神去倒空，去倾流出嚟，就系成为咧同腓立比教会一样，一齐一个献祭。
So you see, Paul was not being a living sacrifice in a heroic or self-will way.
咁我哋见到保罗咧，佢要做呢个活祭咧，都唔系好英雄主义嘅，或者咧好自我，有好自己嘅意思，凭住自己想点样去做。
But he understood the mind of Christ that we are only servants and priests of God.
但佢系好明白咧，我哋即系佢分享耶稣基督嘅心思意念，就系明白我哋嘅身份，只不过系神嘅仆人同埋神嘅祭司。
It's Yahweh's will that we follow, but not our own.
我哋所跟从嘅系 Yahweh 嘅旨意，就唔系我哋自己嘅旨意。
So earlier in verse 13, Paul also says, For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
咁其实喺13节嗰度就有话啦，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So it's God who is at work in us to guide us and give us strength. To accomplish his good purposes.
所以咧，其实系神佢自己喺我哋心里面去工作，去引导我哋，亦都俾我哋能力咧，可以去达成就佢嘅美好嘅旨意。
So we do not serve heroically or pick and choose where and when we want to serve.
所以我哋千祈就唔好英雄式咁样，或者咧好中意选择性嘅，中意几时喺边度先去服侍。
If something is out of our comfort zone, or if we see an area of service or a person is not as significant or worth our time,
嗱，咁我哋唔好觉得啊，哇，好似要离开我个舒适圈好难喎，或者咧，我见到呢个人好似都唔系好值得，我要咁样为佢付出啫。
then we don't want to serve or give of ourselves.
咁我哋就有保留，唔想去服侍，唔想俾出自己。
So this would not be the right kind of attitude and thinking as a disciple of Jesus.
咁呢个咧就唔系一个耶稣基督门徒应有嘅态度或者思想啦。
But rather in our spirit, we must seek the guidance from God and to understand where He leads us to serve.
反而咧，我哋喺灵里面咧，应该去寻求神嘅指引，去明白究竟佢想带领我哋要去咩地方，点样去服侍佢咧。
And to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. For example, in the morning after we prayed and offer ourselves to God in prayer.
嗱，咁我哋系咧点样可以即系将自己献上做一个活祭咧？例如喺早晨嘅时候我哋嚟到神面前啦，藉住祷告将自己献上。
We must keep our spiritual antenna open to see where God is leading us to minister as priest of His kingdom.
咁我哋咧就要将我哋属灵嘅天线咧调好啦，即系准备好咧可以接收到神嘅指引知道咧佢带领我哋咧去到咩嘅地方咩位置可以作为神嘅祭司咁样去服侍。
So to give out of ourselves as a living sacrifice for the benefit and salvation of others.
亦都去俾出自己成为呢个活祭为到咧其他人嘅益处同埋佢哋嘅救恩。
It can be at the place of work or at school.
咁可能系喺你工作嘅环境啦，亦都可能喺学校入面。
So Heavenly Father could be leading you to befriend and care for someone who is open to know more about God and about the gospel.
咁可能神咧真系会带领你咧去认识一个系对福音对神系开放、愿意去了解更多嘅人。
Or at home, Heavenly Father could be guiding you to persevere to be a good witness for Him. Despite your family are not open to hear about the gospel at the moment.
咁喺屋企咧，可能天父咧又带领你咧，点样喺一个都唔信神嘅环境底下，可能你嘅家人都唔信，都唔愿意听福音住，但系你点样去继续坚持去做一个好嘅榜样，好嘅见证？
Or in the evening when you are tired, from work, but you still tune your antenna towards Heavenly Father, He may remind you to, get in touch with a friend whom you haven't been in touch for a while.
咁又或者咧，嚟到黄昏傍晚啊，翻到屋企其实已经好攰啦，但系你有少少空档嘅时间，啊神嘅灵咧就提醒你，啊可能真系好耐冇揾呢个朋友喎，可能你需要去关心下呢个朋友，
And to show your concern, love for the person to see how he's doing.
就去啊关心下佢，表达你对佢嘅爱啦，即系俾佢知道啊，你都关心，想知道佢最近嘅近况。
So actually, this was also how half a year ago, Heavenly Father worked in our hearts to lead Pastor Grace and I to send greetings and to reconnect with a friend who used to serve in Asia, but he left the church many years ago.
咁其實呢個咧都係點樣？大概半年前左右啦，即係神都帶領Pastor Albert 同埋 Pastor Grace 我哋兩個就即係諗到啊，好耐咧冇聯絡一個我哋以前好多年前喺亞洲服侍嘅時候認識嘅一個朋友，佢當時都已經離開咗教會好多年噶啦。
And by God's grace, we were able to encourage the friends who was a student back then, but now a working adult, to come back to God once again.
咁藉住神恩典咧，真系好感恩啦！我哋都鼓励呢个朋友，佢即系我哋认识佢嘅时候咧，就系大学生啦。咁而家已经系做咗嘢好多年噶啦。咁我哋都鼓励佢啊，真系要回转去翻天父嗰度。
And we help him and we encourage him to reconnect with our sister church where he is working now.
咁又好感恩啦！佢工作嘅地区咧，就有我哋嘅教会噶。咁我哋就尝试将佢咧，就介绍俾我哋当地嘅童工。
So he could continue to have an opportunity to see God after being away from church for many years.
以至佢可以繼續有呢個機會咧，再尋求神啦。雖然佢都自己選擇離開咗神好多年。
And recently we heard the good news that he understood Heavenly Father's love for him afresh, and he's learning and preparing to commit himself to God through baptism to be a disciple of Jesus.
咁我哋真系好开心啦！啱啱收到消息咧，就系佢终于明白，佢话终于明白咧，其实天父爸爸系好爱佢嘅孩子嘅，咁所以佢好似重新认识神嘅爱啦，咁佢都正喺度准备紧咧，会嚟紧会接受洗礼成为基督徒啦。
So let us sum up the third point of Paul's example of imitating Christ.
咁我哋都可以去总结保罗第三个例子啦，关于点样去仿效基督。
Paul said, "If God wills, he's being poured out, for the Philippian church."
咁保罗就话：如果神愿意啊，佢系乐意去被倾流出嚟，去为咗呢个腓立比教会。
So it's through the leading of the Spirit of God at work in us, when we keep our spiritual antenna open. Our spiritual Wi-Fi functioning.
咁其实咧就系、要透过圣灵嘅带领啦，啊，我哋咧就是、保持我哋呢个属灵嘅天线咧系调整好，系随时可以接收呢、这个神嘅信息嘅，亦都要有呢、这个。所谓属灵嘅 WiFi 准备好可以接收
So that means you
连
are
线，
through prayer, you are in touch with God.
咁就藉住祷告咧，其实你就系同神咧系联系嘅，
And you are not blocked by your flesh or sin.
你就唔会受到你嘅肉体啦或者唔同嘅罪咧去牵引，
So
或者拦阻咗。
we are ready to follow God's guidance to serve and to give of ourselves as a sacrifice for others.
咁我哋咧就随时预备好去跟随神嘅指引去服侍啦，亦都将自己咧献上，就好似一个祭物咁样。
So coming to the fourth point of Paul's example of faith in today's key passage.
咁嚟到今日，我哋睇经文学到关于保罗嘅生命榜样嘅第四点。
So as we meditate on the picture of the drink offering, that Paul compare himself with.
咁当我哋去默想保罗佢用呢一幅枭电制嘅图画去形容自己嘅时候咧。
We can see Paul's attitude is that he's willing to be nothing in serving and offering himself for God and for the sake of the Philippian church.
咁我哋就见到，其实保罗啊，佢服侍嘅态度系完全愿意成为无有嘅，即系佢唔系要系，即系系啦，佢系愿意成为无有啦，然后就将自己献上啦，为到神，为到腓立比教会。
So when a drink offering, when the wine is still in the container,
咁当即系嗰个枭电制呢个酒啦，仍然仲喺嗰个器皿入面嘅时候咧，
you will still be able to see it.
咁你都会见到啦。
But when the drink offering is poured out at the foot of the altar,
但系当呢啲酒啊，呢、这个枭电祭被倒喺嗰个祭坛嘅脚嘅时候，
it's gone.
就冇噶咯，
You
倒
don't
咗，
see it anymore.
你见唔到噶咯。
And like the burnt offering or grain offering that is at the center of the sacrifice offered on the altar.
就同咧 摆喺个坛上面，祭坛上面嘅头先讲嘅燔祭啊，其他嘅素祭咧就唔同啦。嗰啲祭坛上面大家都可以见到啊，好似个即系焦点咁样。
But Paul said he's willing to be like the drink offering that is offered alongside the sacrifice of the Philippian church.
但系保罗竟然话咧，佢愿意去做嗰个枭电祭，只系好似系陪衬住啊呢个嘅素祭啊燔祭咁样去，即系腓立比教会佢哋所献嘅呢个祭物。
So he's happy to be poured out for them, so their sacrifice for God's purpose can be well pleasing to God.
所以保罗咧系乐意去咁样为到腓立比教会都去倾流，以致帮到腓立比教会对神嘅献祭都能够去得蒙悦纳啦，亦都系成为即系可以完成神嘅美好嘅旨意嘅。
So this is a precious example of Paul's testimony as he imitates Christ.
咁呢个咧就系即系保罗佢嘅一个非常美好嘅见证啊！当佢去仿效耶稣基督。
It's a picture of the drink offering that is poured out, which is gone, which is not seen anymore.
就系呢幅好似酒一样嘅枭电祭献咗出嚟之后就冇啦，就唔再俾人见到啦。
But the offering and the sacrifice of other brothers and sisters can become well-pleasing to God.
但系透过咁样咧，亦都造就咗啊其他弟兄姊妹佢哋对神所献上嘅祭物，佢哋嘅服侍咧，都成为蒙神悦纳嘅一个祭物。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
咁所有亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹，
are we willing to be nothing?
我哋又愿唔愿意成为无有咧？
Not seeking anything in return for ourselves as we give of ourselves as a sacrifice for God and for others.
就系咧，当我哋去为到人哋付出、去牺牲啊，为到神嘅时候，我哋愿唔愿意系不求回报嘅咁嘅态度咧，去俾出？
Are we willing to be poured out as a drink offering, not seeking our own glory or benefits or feeling of fulfillment?
我哋愿唔愿意好似呢一个枭电祭嘅酒一样被倾流，唔系再去寻求自己嘅荣耀或者自己嘅益处，又或者呢种自己感觉好良好、好有满足感？
But we seek only to glorify God in love and for others' benefit.
我哋咧而系单单寻求去荣耀神啊，亦都系因为出于爱嘅，我哋去为到身边嘅人嘅益处，所以我哋咁做。
Like in this case, Paul's thinking was the spiritual blessing of the Philippian church.
咁喺保罗嘅例子咧，佢心思里面所集中嘅就系腓立比教会佢哋能够得着呢个属灵嘅益处祝福。
It says if God is willing, he's willing to be poured out. Yeah.
所以点解佢话如果神愿意嘅话，佢都好乐意去倾流出嚟。
Sometimes as we give of ourselves in service for God and for others, our old mentality can still come out to distract us.
好多时候，当我哋要去咁样去俾出自己服侍神或者服侍其他人咧，我哋旧嗰种心思意念咧，都仲会时不时去纷扰我哋嘅。
We may still have the tendency to want to have other people's appreciation or recognition.
可能我哋都仍然有呢种嘅倾向，哎，好希望得到人哋一啲嘅欣赏啊，一啲嘅appreciation and 哦，同埋认同啊，咁样。
Rather than only seeking God's approval and to be pleasing to Him.
就未必系净系单单寻求神佢嘅悦纳啦，佢系啦，佢 approval 即系佢嘅approval 嘅赞同系啦。
So, are we willing to learn of Christ to empty ourselves to seek not our own glory and benefits?
咁我哋又愿唔愿意学习基督，真系愿意去倒空自己，去寻求唔系自己嘅荣耀？
But that of God Yahweh and other people's salvation and spiritual benefits?
反而咧系寻求耶和神啦，同埋其他人嘅佢哋嘅好处、属灵嘅好处。
So today, through focusing on Paul's testimony and encouragements in chapter 2, verse 17 to 18,
咁我哋今日咧藉住去睇保罗啦，佢嘅生命见证，同埋佢对腓立比教会嘅鼓励嘅时候，
so we learn four important spiritual lessons.
咁我哋学咗四个好重要嘅功课。
So the first is Paul's diligence as a disciple to meditate and put into practice the mind of Christ.
咁第一点咧，就系保罗佢好勤奋啦，去默想，亦都去操练啊，点样有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
And Christians are also priests of God to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice day by day.
咁第二点就系我哋作为基督徒，我哋系神嘅祭司啦，我哋系将自己献上，好似一个活祭，系每一日都咁样做嘅。
And we serve by following the guidance of the Spirit of God in our daily life.
而我哋服侍咧，系每一日都要透过圣灵神嘅灵嘅引导，我哋去跟随嘅时候，先可以做到。
As we keep our spiritual antenna attuned to the Holy Spirit's leading.
咁我哋可以咧就确保我哋一个属灵嘅天线啦，可以调教得好，我哋随时可以接收到神嘅灵嘅带领咯。
And the fourth point is the willingness to be nothing.
咁最后第四点咧就系我哋愿意去成为无有，
As a drink offering that is poured out alongside the burnt offering.
就好似嗰个陪伴住其他嘅燔祭唔同祭物被挑炼出嚟嘅祭物。
So, in closing, I would like to share with you a lesson Grace and I learned relating to these key points we learned today.
咁結束嘅時候，我都想分享多一個例子，就係Grace 同我點樣學到係啦，關於呢個經文嘅一個例子。
And to be ready in our daily lives, to be ready to follow God's guidance, to give of ourselves to others.
就係點樣隨時咧都準備好啊，可以咧有神嘅帶領嘅時候，我哋就將自己傾流出嚟啊，以至可以係啦，跟隨佢嘅指引。
As he directs us to serve in area that may seem insignificant at first glance.
就係咧嚟到一啲位，可能係你最初都唔覺得係一啲好重要嘅服侍嚟嘅，但係咧你就因為敏感神嘅帶領，你就可以去做啦。
So when Grace and I were serving in Asia, we were serving a church that were primarily university students.
咁當Grace 同我喺國內服侍嘅時候啦，咁我哋所服侍嘅教會咧，就係主要都係一啲大學生嚟嘅。
And there was this young man from our neighbor. He lived next door, but he's also from a Christian family, and he goes to a church, and there are, youth group leaders, pastors looking after him.
咁咧，但系我哋嘅鄰居咧就係一位年青人嚟嘅，咁佢都係有翻佢自己嘅教會啦，從細，咁應該佢嘅教會都會有佢嘅牧師啊，或者一啲嘅青少年嘅導師去照顧佢嘅。
But he knows we have a worship service and Bible study, and he also like to join us.
咁咧，佢知我哋都有敬拜啊，有一啲嘅查經組，佢又好中意啊，同我哋一齊喎。
And we find it quite interesting. This young man is interested to learn from the Bible.
咁啊，見到啊，呢個年青人都好有心，願意去學習聖經嘅。
But at the same time, we also know he goes to another church, and we don't want to interfere with the what his pastors teaching him and helping him.
咁因為佢本身已經有翻開教會，咁我哋都唔想話即係過多嘅介入啦，因為可能佢自己喺佢嘅教會都有領受一啲嘅教導啊，咁樣。
So from human point of view, then or from man's point of view, then for some time we didn't put a lot of attention to help him. But whenever we can, we try to build him up.
咁所以咧有一段時間，我哋都唔會話好專注，要擺好多時間心機落去，即係特別去栽培佢啦，因為佢已經有自己所屬嘅教會。咁但係我哋能夠嘅時候，都會盡量去鼓勵佢嘅。
But there was one Christmas, and we felt, oh, we should see how this young man's doing, because later on he moved away from the place.
咁就因為佢後尾搬咗屋，就離開我哋比較遠啦，咁少咗聯絡啦。但係咧有一個聖誕節咧，我哋都諗起啊，不如我哋都關心下呢個年青人最近點啦。
And then later on, we realized it's God who moved in us to reach out to him, because on that day he was about to go, how do you say, flee or
Run away。
run away from his home, forever.
咁其實我哋後尾真係知道嗰日真係神感動我哋要去聯絡呢個年青人，因為就喺嗰日，其實係一個平安日嚟嘅 Christmas Eve，就喺嗰日咧，嗰個年青人就決定要離家出走。
Because he had he been having trouble with relating to his dad.
因為佢長時間以嚟都同佢嘅爸爸即係相處有好大問題啦。
And at that point of time, he felt his fed up. He want to leave the home,
咁
forever.
嗰一刻佢就真係覺得夠啦，佢已經完全絕望啦，咁佢就諗住永遠咁離開呢個屋企。
But when we realize, oh, that is his situation, then we know God is leading us to help him and give ourselves to him.
咁所以當我哋聽到佢呢個狀況嘅時候，我哋更加意識到真係神帶領我哋要去幫助佢，要將我哋自己都為佢去傾流啦。
So at that period of time, we spend more time with him and to counsel him, to comfort him, and also to help him to get his relationship right with God.
咁所以喺嗰段時間，我哋就真係集中花更加多時間精力咧，去鼓勵佢啦，幫助佢，同埋都幫佢同神之間嘅關係咧，要去更加去堅固。
And we also give thanks to God because he's a young man who is, you can say, innocent, pure in heart, and he's willing, he's teachable, and he's willing to hear what we said to him.
咁我哋要感恩嘅地方咧，就係呢個年輕人咧，佢都算係一個好單純，個心都好純嘅人嚟嘅。咁所以當我哋俾佢意見啊，即係俾教佢一啲嘢時候，佢都好樂意去聽，好受教。
So he wasn't having quiet time properly, so we encouraged him. To have quiet time every day consistently, and then he also listened to our advice, and he would get up early in the morning before he goes to work.
咁我哋當時其中一個建議就係你真係要每一日咧抽時間安靜喺神面前，咁而佢真係就聽話啦，因為佢其實翻工都好早噶啦，咁佢就會更加早起身咧，就去親近神。
And we also gave him a notebook, to write down after reading the Bible and any reflections and any prayers that he wants to offer to God, to write it down.
咁我哋嗰時又送咗一本筆記簿，即係本記事簿俾佢啦，就鼓勵佢將佢每一日靈修嘅得着啊，或者佢對上一啲嘅禱告啊，都祈求都可以寫低。
And cut the long story short, that when he drew close to God day by day, like the what we shared, what a priest does day. And nights every day like that, then God was able to continue his good work in this young man's life.
咁就真係好奇妙，當呢個年青人願意好穩定嘅、持續嘅早上、晚上，佢都即係好似頭先講啦，祭司嘅圖畫咧，係早晚都要獻祭噶嘛。你係即係好持續穩定咁去親近神嘅時候咧，神就可以繼續喺佢心裏面去做佢自己嘅工作。
So his father's attitude or behavior is hard to change, but what is changed is God help this young Christian to mature, to know how to face this challenge with God's guidance and His word, according to His words.
咁其實佢爸爸即係要佢爸爸改變係冇乜可能噶啦，即係佢爸爸咁多年嘅性情啊，嗰個狀況，咁唯一可以改變就係呢個年輕人佢自己點樣去應對佢自己態度，點樣去成長。咁呢個年係啦，即係佢本來都係個年幼嘅基督徒咁，但係都感謝神慢慢幫佢成熟啦。
So. Looking back, we are grateful to take part in God's work in this young man's journey of faith.
咁所以回望嘅時候，我哋都真係好感恩可以有機會參與喺呢個年青人嘅即係熟齡嘅道路上咯。
So, looking back, we didn't really spend really long hours looking after him.
咁回望嘅時候，即係可能對比其他我哋照顧嘅人啦，即係我哋都唔會話花好長好長嘅時間去即係同佢一齊咁樣。
But it's at the right time and the right place when the Spirit of God moved in us and bring to our attention that we follow after His guidance to care for this young Christian.
但系咧，即系喺啱嘅时候、啱嘅地方，即系我哋跟随神嘅教导嘅时候咧，咁我哋就可以知道点样按住神嘅心意去即系关心到呢个年青人啦。
So we learned to be ready and to give of ourselves to serve. Even in the area that may seem insignificant at a first glance.
咁所以我哋都系学习啦，即系咧，就算喺人睇嚟，可能觉得本来系一啲微不足道或者唔系好起眼嘅一啲情况，之前冇乜留意嘅，但我哋都学习去保持呢份嘅敏感，然后咧随时预备好去俾出自己去服侍。
But it's God's will and guidance we follow.
咁咧，我哋系跟随嘅就系神嘅旨意，佢嘅引领。
And seeking to give of ourselves so others may receive spiritual blessing and salvation from God.
咁我哋有呢个想去即系俾出自己嘅态度嘅时候咧，咁其他人就可以得着呢个属灵嘅祝福同埋从神嚟嘅救恩。
So we can start from small matters in our daily life that God is leading us to give of ourselves to serve.
咁所以我哋都可以从生活里面好细嘅地方开始先啦，即系神点样带领我哋有一啲我哋可以去俾出嘅地方。
So when the mind of Christ is active in us, so together we often offer ourselves as a living sacrifice before God as a church.
所以，当我哋真系有基督耶稣嘅心思意念喺我哋里面嘅时候，咁一齐作为教会，我哋就可以献上作为一个活祭俾神。
So this is my sharing with you today.
咁呢个就我今日想同大家分享嘅信息。
So let us close with a prayer.
我哋一齐用祷告结束。
Our loving Father. Yeah, we thank you so much. Yeah, for wonderful spiritual forerunners such as Apostle Paul.
亲爱嘅，亚维天父，我哋真系好感谢你，俾我哋好美好嘅一啲属灵前辈嘅榜样，就好似使徒保罗咁样。
How he faithfully imitate Christ and to follow him.
佢系点样常常都系去仿效基督，去跟从佢。
So through his teaching, we are reminded once again about the vision of our Christian life.
透過佢嘅教導，我哋都被提醒，即係去記得，即係基督俾我哋嘅意象。
That we are to imitate your beloved Son.
我哋要去仿效你所愛嘅愛子。
And to take up our cross so we may continuously be transformed by you.
我哋要去背起十字架，去繼續俾你改變。
That we can all grow up spiritually to the stature of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
以致我哋嘅生命真系能够不断被改变啊，越嚟越有耶稣基督嘅身量。
That we can be useful for your good purposes, yeah, to help others to come to know your love and for to come to know your salvation in Christ.
以致我哋真系能够可以即系帮助其他人能够去明白你系咯赐俾佢哋嘅救恩同埋你美好嘅旨意。
So, Father, we pray that you will teach us your ways and help us to be sensitive to your leading in our daily life.
求你都教导我哋你嘅道路，帮我哋喺日常生活都敏感你嘅心意。
And pray your guidance, your blessing will be with everyone.
亦都求你嘅引导同埋你嘅祝福都临到每一位。
So, Father, please hear our prayers
天父，求你垂听我哋咁样嘅祈求，
and accept our thanks.
就接纳我哋嘅感谢。阿门。